Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. My name is Sherry Poundstone. I'm a Christian conference speaker, Bible teacher, and author, and I am the host of Coffee in the Word. I welcome you to the show this morning. We're going to do a five-minute devotional this morning. You know, I've been doing this show for nearly 8 years, and for the last few months, God had me really lay it down, and I've been praying about exactly what the new format would be or what God wanted me to expand on or to cut off. You know, he does do that sometimes. And so I've been in prayer. So again, our new format is I will be doing Coffee in the Word on Blog Talk Radio once a week for a five-minute devotional. I will be doing some Facebook Live occasionally, and I will also be posting what I talk about on the radio show on my blog. So it's exciting. You can go to sherrypoundstone.com and find all of that information. So we're really excited that God has have us stepping up into something new. I wanted to tell you, too, that I will be teaching from James for the next few devotions, actually for many weeks. We're going to stay in the book of James. And so I would recommend that to prepare, and maybe this will help you to take the verses that we have as the devotional and put them in context. Read through the book of James. It's only five chapters. It's not long, but it's filled with wisdom. And we're going to walk out our talk. You know, we can talk all day long about what we believe. We can say we're Christians, we're Christ followers, and we want to reflect him in our lives. And that's great, but that's talk. How do we walk it? How do we actually live this out? So that's what we're going to be talking about. So Lord Jesus, give me words. Let me speak only things that will glorify you. And we thank you for your word, Lord, that we don't have to guess how to walk out this talk, that if we just stay in the word, if we just follow your instruction, Lord Jesus, we will be glorifying you in everything we do in our life. Amen. All right, well, I'm going to be in James 1, and we're only going to do four verses today because, again, this is a short devotional designed to get you going or give you an idea of where you might want to study this week. So I'm going to begin reading James chapter 1, verse 1. This letter is from James, a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is written to Jewish Christians scattered among the nations. Greetings. Verse 2. Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything. Oh my goodness. Well, now the author of this book is James, and he was Jesus's brother, not James the apostle. And what he's saying here in these verses is he's not saying if trouble comes your way or our way, but whenever it does, because he's assuming that we're going to have tough times and that it's possible that we can actually profit from those tough times, that we can actually come out of those tough times or those circumstances or those challenges better than when we went in. The point is not to pretend to be happy. We don't have to pretend that we're happy. We don't have to pretend there's nothing wrong when we're in a trial or a circumstance, but to have a positive outlook and look for the opportunity for joy. Now, a lot of times we might think that's impossible. You don't have any idea what's happening to me, Sherry. If you knew my circumstance, you wouldn't think that I could find joy in it. But the truth is we can, because we can look at what opportunity or what our troubling time can actually produce in us. I don't know if you've ever heard that saying, you don't know what's really inside a tea bag until it's put in hot water and then you squeeze it. Well, that's kind of what this is. It's like, okay, let's make sure that when we do go through the tough times, when we do get put in that hot water and we're squeezed out, that what comes out is that recognition that every trial and every circumstance can teach us something. James is telling us really to turn our hard times into times of learning, you know, because tough times can teach us perseverance, even if we don't like it. All right. And then we can also say that we don't really know the depth of our character until we see how we react under pressure. Again, the teabag analogy. It's easy to be kind to others when everything's great, right? It's easy for us to walk in with a smile on our face and walking around, you know, blessing others and loving others, but are we still kind, or can we still be kind when others are treating us unfairly or we're in a tough situation? Well, God wants us to keep us and make us more mature and complete, not to keep us from pain. He never said he would, right? But he wants us instead to learn not to complain about our tough times, but to see them as opportunities for growth. So I would ask you this morning to thank God for promising to be with you in the rough times. Ask him to help you solve your problems, or to give you strength to endure them. And then we need to be patient because God will not leave us alone with our problems. He's not going to abandon us. He's going to stay close, and he's going to help us grow, and he will help us see the opportunity. So those are the verses that we have for our devotional this morning. I recommend, again, that you read the book of James several times and then go back and begin to really read these verses and meditate on them and pray on them and ask the Lord to show you areas in your life that are tough right now but are opportunities for growth. God bless you, and I will talk with you next week.